842, the WSJW Morning Team Show, and with Dave and Pat and Art and Charlie and you, ahead of the Michigan History Moment, a musical interlude with a purpose.
I'll be loving you always, with a love that's true always.
In studio, you're with Pat and Dave and Charlie, Art Lewis in your home studio. Hello there.
Always.
You know who that is, don't you?
Need a helping hand.
Well, it sounds like Willie Nelson.
It is.
Yeah.
It
is. Yeah.
Singing
Irving Berlin, right? Who wrote this?
I think you're right.
I think that's right. Yeah.
But we're playing this for a particular reason, Pat Johnson?
Yeah. Well, I came across the news yesterday, and I missed it over the weekend, but the piano player here is Bobby Nelson, Willie's older sister. 91.
No kidding.
She died the other day at the age of 91. She played with Willie since 1972, I believe, is when she joined his band. He credits her for helping him become the solo artist that we all know him to be, because he didn't really believe in himself as a solo artist. And then once she decided to join him and play piano and all that, he said the rest is history.
Well, how about that?
And so she played with him and his band for all those years. They toured, and that was that. And in fact, he says that she was always the better musician. He was just a better con man.
That sounds like Willie.
I got to tell you, for all the years that, and I'm not, I know Willie Nelson's music just because of the popularity, but I don't ever recall any mention of his sister.
I don't either.
No.
I mean, really?
Yeah, I don't either.
Wow. That's
right, and when I was reading.
And to be together for that long.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And apparently that everybody says that when you went to his concerts, you know, you could hear her, but you couldn't really see her. She always liked to sit off to the side and not really be seen a whole lot.
So it's like, hey, there's a piano player.
Yep.
But who
might have been her choice not to be so popular then.
I think it was, yeah. I think it was. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
All right.
Well, that's amazing.
That is, again, once again, we're saying somebody passes away and you learn this legacy that they hold. But what an association.
Yeah, one thing I read, I think it was in Rolling Stone or Variety, that you know, he had his hits with Crazy and a couple others that he wrote for other people. And then somebody was telling him, you got to go solo. And he said, I don't know. I'm not so sure. And his sister was living down in Fort Wayne. He said, you know what? I'm going to move down there and I'll think about it. And then when they started playing together again, that's where it all happened.
Well, thank you, sister.
That's right. Yes. Yep.
Wow. Well, that's a cool story and a nice honor.
Yeah.
91, you said she
91,
was.
91,
wow. All right.
Yep.